Laura Peterson, New York City's the Imperial City. A cousin of mine died last spring at 104 and was very proud of living in New York for 90 years. Her daughter got out as fast as possible, and you moved there from Buffalo.
Well, I left in 1983, and people who just moved to Buffalo today don't exactly understand that we were in a bit of a recession. Employment was hard to find. Half of my Sweet Home class is in New York City to this day. So some of us are going to come back, and we sure come back and visit a lot, but the 80s were a tough time to make a life here, and unfortunately there's a diaspora of which I am a victim.
There was this, and always has been, I want to make it in New York. I can prove something. But life in New York can be entertaining.
It's entertaining, but you have a lot of entertainment here in Buffalo, whether it's just characters walking up and down Elmwood, certainly the arts, poetry, dance. There's nothing you can find in New York City that you can't find here. But what I love about Buffalo, it's just not aggravating to go to the supermarket or to go to the movies with the narrow aisles and the lines outside in the rain. And it's much nicer. If you go to Wegmans and someone's at the deli and an old person comes up, they say, oh, here, you go ahead. And in New York, everybody's just trying to cut you off and get ahead and sneak to the front of the line. It's tiring.
People tell me that a lot, and I have family and friends in New York, that it's just a tiring city to live in.
My favorite feeling is driving down the thruway away from New York, approaching Amherst, getting off the thruway. A woman in front of me stopped to pay the toll. She handed her entire pocketbook to the toll taker. Okay, I'm behind, and I'm watching this, kind of wondering, what's going on? And he takes her purse. And then he hands the purse back through the window, and I'm the next one to pay the toll. And I said, I can't help but ask. I saw a woman hand you her entire purse. Was that your wife? And he goes, oh, no, she gets her nails done every Thursday and doesn't want to ruin her polish. And, you know, that's 2015 Buffalo. You don't do that in New York City. So it's home to me. It'll always be home.
Your play is about the proclivities of New Yorkers. How are they different?
It's about an Irish Catholic family living in Buffalo in 1974, a time when, not in my words, and people like John Updike, they say it was the most divisive time probably in American history since the Civil War, I'm paraphrasing. But we had Vietnam protests, abortion protests. It was right after Vatican II. Women were agitating for rights, Native Americans, African Americans. And so it was a crazy time, which I'm sure you remember as well. The dinner table, there were a lot of arguments, sometimes just about the length of hair, especially on boys, could set the World War II fathers off. So we have a little fun with that, but it's also a look back at how much our attitudes have changed in 30 years.
Thank you, Laura Peterson.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be home.